Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents...
Jim Henson looks for love.
So, are you married or do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes, I have... I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend.
Oh. Is she pretty?
I think she will, but it's not in the time.
Yeah, she's not pretty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so sometimes they blossom, sometimes they don't, and then you kick them to the curb. Do you listen to Usher?
Sorry, can I tap with you?
Have you ever had a three-way?
Huh?
Have you ever been with two people at once?
Oh, no. I'm a little bit traditional, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the two girls with me, you know, or two men with the girl. One girl is my
favorite. Let me ask you about a Cleveland steamer.
It's Monday, April 21st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, child porn for scrapbooking enthusiasts, plus partying with old men leads to oral sex every time, and hanging an aborted fetus on your wall. I just don't know a dripping, chunky, bloody, half-formed baby will go with our furniture. All of this plus your emails. On an extended edition. Look at that. I'm Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. I have a great show for you today. We're back with an extended show. We should have an extended show tomorrow as well for Sextastic Tuesday. I have so much great audio to play for you guys today. I simply don't know where to start. How about some brand new gay fisting porn? I know my listeners love it, because you're all queer. We've played gay fisting porn many times on the show before. Here's a clip from my favorite gay fisting porno. Can't believe I have a favorite. And there's a reason I'm playing this. Take a listen. The guy you hear is the one being fisted, for those of you who may not have been clear on what's happening here.
Oh, fuck!
He seems to be enjoying it. Or dying. Okay.
Stop a moment.
Rest. So there you go. I've got some new gay fisting porno, and I think it's the same guy getting fisted. I found this on the internet. Take a listen and tell me if you think this is the same guy.
Oh.
Yeah, yo, yo.
Oh. Oh.
I love how it sounds like he's asking a question when he says ow.
Ow?
Oh. Ow? Is this hurting? What?
Ow. Oh.
Is there a giant hand in my butt?
Oh.
Something doesn't seem right.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Yes, they.
I can never understand the guys who are actually doing the fisting. I don't understand why they make noises.
Yeah.
Like, you're not being fisted. You should be quiet. It's really the fisties' time to shine. Let him have his moment in the spotlight. It's the last time you're going to see that guy when he's not holding a poop bag. Bill, what's that sloshing sound? Add a tape of a Ziploc bag to my ass. The shit just falls right out of my ass. Yeah, it's an occupational hazard. Before we move on to retard audio, Karen wrote in and she was listening to a song. Apparently it's Clarence Frogman Henry, Ain't Got No Home. And this is how it begins. It's an old song.
Ooh, ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Right, just a normal song, right? But Karen wrote and said, I can't believe it, but Cheryl Murkowski makes an appearance in the Frogman song. It's in the last verse. Here we go.
I ain't got a mother. I ain't got a father. I ain't got a sister.
It kind of sounds like Cheryl, yeah.
Even a brother.
Honey. I ain't got no home, honey. All I got is this prolapsed John. Work this whorehole.
I guess what this guy's trying to do is in this verse, he's trying to impersonate a frog, what a frog would sound like singing. So there you go. I've got some great retard audio if you want to hear it. Nick wrote in. This is a real short clip. He found a YouTube video where the guy behind the camera makes a retard say, bitch, please.
Bitch, please! Bitch, please!
Hey, Ronnie, can you count to 10?
Bitch, please!
That's what I thought. And finally, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I want to introduce you to someone known as Chris Chan, a high-functioning autistic who, thank God, is all over the internet. He's got YouTube videos, a MySpace profile, web pages devoted to his creation, the Sonic the Hedgehog Pikachu Pokemon hybrid Sonic Chew. If that itself is not enough proof that this guy is retarded, let him speak for himself. This is his YouTube video where he's talking to his audience about things that are cool and not cool, things you should and shouldn't do with your life.
You should avoid at all costs smoking, drinking alcohol, and intaking similar icky, dangerous stuff.
Icky.
And smoking will eventually cause cancer, and you'll be more likely to get heart attack, viruses, and your life will be cut drastically short. They don't call cigarettes and cigars death sticks for nothing other than killing you slowly. If I could, I would take every last ounce of tobacco, put them on a rocket, and...
Tobacco? How old is this tard? What is he, like an 1870s prospector?
I ain't got no cotton picking tobacco!
Tobacco? Okay.
If I could, I would take every last ounce of tobacco, put them on a rocket, and shoot them up to the moon.
Yeah!
And for alcohol, they'll cause liver dysfunction, kidney failures, and not only that, but when you get drunk enough, bar fights and automobile accidents.
Let me tell you something, Tard. Alcohol is your fucking best friend. It's your only chance of ever getting laid. Your only hope is that some extremely generous yet misguided girl gets so shit-faced drunk that she actually starts sounding like you.
I don't think people should be smoking tobacco either. Let's fuck.
All right, let's see what else the high-functioning autistic has to say about alcohol.
So it's a real slow-acting poison.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done either one, and look at me now. I'm fit as a fiddle, and I'm living 25, hoping to live on to be about 80 to 100.
Fit as a fiddle? He must be living with his grandmother or something. And second of all, don't point to yourself as someone people should aspire to be.
I don't drink or do drugs. Look at me. I've got a forehead so big people can project movies onto it. And my noggin is 90% water. It literally sloshes around when I sway back and forth.
The tides are soothing. All right, let's hear some things that you should do. Some positive things in your life.
Now, among the better things you should definitely try before despising is some of the hobbies of those of your own opposite gender.
What?
Like, for example, if you're a young gentleman, I recommend buying yourself a My Little Pony figure of your favorite color or whatever. Now, stroking the hair of said pony is very relaxing and therapeutic, and also rubbing it against your cheek. That's nice.
Or up against your balls, back and forth, in a stroking motion.
And also, you can pretend that the pony is that girl you want to take out sometime.
Don't fuck a My Little Pony. I can't believe he's suggesting this. Now, one of the main reasons he's setting up these YouTube accounts and MySpace profiles and everything is that he wants to find a girlfriend.
Hello, my future girlfriend.
Exactly, like this
kid. This is what I sound like. I am 11 years old, in the 6th grade, in New Mexico.
Please pee on me.
Please PM me.
Oh.
If I'm on Yahoo chat.
PM, okay.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, yes. So this autistic kid wants to find love, yet he has no idea how to go about it. He just writes on his MySpace profile, if you're a girl, I want to be your boyfriend, basically. All right, let's see what else he has to say.
Now, for the ladies, I recommend a good old Autobot. from Transformers.
Of course.
Because you can get to learn how to examine the mechanics and variations of each and every, of the robot you have.
Uh-huh.
Like you would learn how a man works, and it'll allow you to feel more comfortable in approaching and talking to that boy you've been flirting from a distance, or just been...
Could you imagine if a girl came up to you and started talking about Autobots?
Flirting with from a distance.
That would actually be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
And hopefully...
Instead of wasting your time with Transformers, why not practice dick sucking? That's what guys really care about. They'd appreciate it. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Of course, if you want to check out more from this autistic nut job, I'll put a couple links on the show notes today to his MySpace profile and YouTube videos, stuff like that. I've got a little more audio from him we'll play on the sideshow. Speaking of which, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. You get access to every single episode of Distorted View, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, and so much more. Sign up now, support the program, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
Ooh, haven't done that one in a while. A volunteer Sunday school teacher, uh-oh. Story's already starting off wonderful. A volunteer Sunday school teacher is facing child pornography charges, and it just keeps getting better. After investigators say he took photographs of young girls and pasted their faces to sexually explicit pictures of adult women. How is that child pornography? I realize it's creepy, but come on. Like, some dude taking a photograph of his, like, one-year-old niece and placing it on the body of, like, Kelly LeBrock or something. If this was 1985, that would be a good example. That's not child pornography. First of all, a one-year-old does not have a bush, unless the toddler is Italian. Nor do the little girls have fully formed double-D tits. Like, it's ridiculous. Ricoculous, even. An investigation was started in March by the Dade County Police Department after someone found 90 photographs of young girls with the faces cut out in a dumpster. Okay, police found the name and address of 38-year-old Danny Lynn Parker of Kathleen inside the trash. During a search of Parker's home, detectives found a homemade photo album. This dude was scrapbooking.
Oh, hey, queer.
Exactly. Yes, they found a homemade photo album that Parker created where he had pasted the young girls' faces onto sexually explicit photographs of women's bodies from various magazines. I hope the magazines that he got the pictures from was like, you know, the AARP magazine or something. You can still be 70 and sexy. Read on. He probably got the pictures from like an osteoporosis advertisement. Oh, that poor one-year-old. Look at her. She's sexy, but she has brittle bones. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The victims range in age from 5 to 15 years old. Detectives say Parker took the girls' photos himself at the Lakeland Acres Baptist Church, of course, where he volunteers as a Sunday school teacher, and the Lake Wales Care Center, where he volunteers at a youth camp as a photographer. Parker admitted to purchasing adult pornographic magazines from Hillsborough and Pasco counties and altering the images to reflect child porn. Parker is charged with 90 counts of sexual performance by child.
Best push!
And 1 count of possession of images of child pornography.
Best push!
Bitch, please, indeed. His bond was set at $91,000. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Down Under. Stephen Mitchell, 24, told the psychiatrist he attacked Lindsay Martin and set fire to his flat after waking from an intoxicated sleep to find himself in a state of undress, with Martin giving him unwanted oral sex. Yes, that would be the sound of oral sex, which would make a great relaxation CD. Ooh, tropical rainforest. Midnight ocean waves. Whores giving blowjobs. Put me right to sleep.
Yes, in setting a maximum term of 9 years, the Supreme Court Justice Roderick Howey noted Mitchell told another psychologist he awoke to find Mr. Martin fellating him. Quote, the claim is supported by the fact that the deceased was deceased, he's dead now, was fully clothed, but with his false teeth in his pocket. The poor son of a bitch got a gum job from an old man.
Best please!
I know. Mitchell, 24, pleaded guilty in the Supreme Court to arson for setting the flat on fire.
Burning down the house.
And, of course, manslaughter. Mr. Martin, a returned serviceman, died from extensive head injuries inflicted... Peter Gabriel, get ready. Inflicted with a hammer. Oh! Michael McDonald, I'll get you, along with the Jews. The judge said, quote, on occasion, Mr. Martin would befriend young men and invite them over to his home where they were able to consume alcohol. Out come the dentures. The offender was one such person. The offender had expressed to others that the deceased was a pedophile to his actual knowledge. On November 15th, both men had been drinking and returned to Mr. Martin's unit. Unit. At about 1:30 a.m., Mitchell had struck Mr. Martin a number of times to the head with a hammer. As for the attacker, the judge referred to Mitchell's long history of drug and alcohol abuse, as well as self-harm, he's a cutter, and to his mental health problems. Mitchell also had a criminal history and had been given many chances to rehabilitate himself over the years. Final story we have for you today. I'm sure by now most of you have heard about the Yale student who is squatting over canvases and aborting fetuses in the name of art.
Please!
Or at least something like that. Yes, a Yale student's stunning claims of repeatedly artificially inseminating herself and then taking drugs to induce miscarriages for her senior art project aren't true, the university said. The student, art major Eliza Schwartz, told several high-level Yale officials that she did not do the thing she said she did in constructing the exhibit, according to a strongly worded statement issued by the Ivy League school. That should be the end of the story, right? Well, no. Why don't we ask National Right to Life Committee President Wanda France what she has to say about this? Of course. What do you think she's going to have to say about this? It's clearly depraved. I think the poor woman has got some major mental problems. She's a serial killer. This is just a horrible thought. What do you think the woman who is heading up the National Right to Life campaign would say? Oh, those paintings seem gorgeous. I want one hanging in my family room. Make sure to give me an extra chunky one. The stomach-turning display. Oh, I know, it's awful. She should not be allowed to show this. Love how people are disgusted by this. But meanwhile, how many times have you seen fucking mangled baby bits... those right-to-lifers show, holding up signs, rolling through with their abortion billboard trucks. Juicy, mushy babies all red and black. I've seen those pictures and all that shit so many times I've become desensitized to it. I don't fucking care anymore. Sure, perform an abortion right in front of my face. I don't care. While I'm eating baked beans and a hot dog with ketchup on it. All mushed together so it looks like a soup. A bloody baby soup. Not only are the right-to-lifers bitching about this, the National Abortion Rights Group also condemned the exhibit. Quote, the project is offensive and insensitive to the women who have suffered the heartbreak of miscarriage. Schwartz said the goal of the display was to encourage debate and discussion about the connection between art and the human body.
Best please!
Yeah, okay, I think the real reason is you wanted to shock people. Let's be fucking honest. I hope it inspires some sort of discourse, the college senior said. Sure, some people will be upset with the message and will not agree with it, but it's not the intention of the piece to scandalize anyone.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Now I'm free to see the world. That's for you, Tim. I love you.
Aw, thank you very much for that.
Hey, Tim. This is Brother Oprah of the Cracksacular Church.
Okay.
I have something to tell you that you might not like. You see,
I have
AIDS. I realized that you got it about a month or two or three ago, but that Chevy Malibu of yours...
Oh, no.
...is not a car fit for you to drive. And let me explain. First of all, I happen to know about a lot about cars. And mechanically, that car is a piece of shit
oh,
and will
great.
Break on you almost as much as your Jetta. So So you basically went from worse to bad, but still not good enough.
Yeah, bad just because I'm assuming it's going to be less expensive to fix than the Jetta.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, on to the part that will probably upset you more. You were talking about the episode where you first got it, that you had heard that it was like a middle-aged black woman's car. Well, that's actually true.
That's why my racist friend calls it the Jigaboo.
Middle-aged black woman's car. The middle-aged black woman who can afford it. You see, because Chevy is a trusted American brand, and the Malibu isn't the most expensive car under the sun, who do you think is going to buy it? Old people. That's right, Tim. The Chevy Malibu is the official car of middle to low income old people. My grandma drives one.
Middle to low income.
My friend's grandma drives one. My uncle's mother drives one. She's an old person.
Well, it sounds like the Malibu is a very popular car regardless of who's driving it.
Hey, Tim. Sarah Allen here.
I haven't had that many problems with it yet. Luckily, because I'm doing this the show from home and everything now, I don't have to drive it like to work every day. So maybe I might be okay for a while.
Hey, Tim. Sarah Allen here. I was just listening to the show, and I just love it when you mess up stuff and say things wrong, because it's quite endearing.
Oh, I can't pronounce anything. Half of the names I pronounce on the show, like people's last names and stuff, I'm sure it's wrong. If you do a little bit of research and find these news stories, you could probably find, you know, that I'm reading half of the words wrong.
And say things wrong because it's quite endearing. But
you're an idiot.
You said Santa Barbara instead of Santa Barbara in California.
Well, to be honest, I was just joking around with that one.
And one more thing, it's Yahoo, not Yahoo. Love you, bye.
It's not. It's Yahoo.
Hey, if any of you freaks out there play Call of Duty 4, join the FUPA clan for all the freaks.
FUPA. Very nice.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
Santiago, checking in.
I just had a question for you. You mentioned Jay Leno on today's show, so I was wondering if you're a fan of late-night television. I have noticed a few similarities between you and Conan, like in the way you deliver certain jokes and the way you say bye at the end of each show.
Well, you know, now not so much anymore. I don't really watch any late night television shows just because I'm usually in bed by midnight. Loser. I do watch that show on E, that Chelsea Lately show. She's pretty funny for a woman. I think she's really funny though. You got it. If you haven't checked it out, it's on at 11:30 at night for a half hour.
Hey Tim, this is Dawn from North Carolina, sideshow member and loyal listener for about 3.5 years. Roughly.
Ooh, wow.
And I've been thinking, you know, about this whole rape is like candy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember why rape is like candy, but, you know, if you could tell me again, that would be fabulous.
That's a good question. Rape is like candy because it's easy to take from kids? Is that why I said it? Maybe we should throw it to you guys. Guys, why is rape like candy? I'd love to hear your answers. Because it's sweet.
Timothy James Henson. This is Fred from the B-52.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to say, I'm sitting here enjoying my Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster!
If you don't think that Love Shack is the greatest song ever, I will fight you, and that's no lie. And I'm about to get in my Chrysler, and it's as big as a whale,
and it's about to set sail! Thank you so much, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, I'm a highly functioning autistic.
Best place!
Yes. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow on Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, queer. I better not. I don't want you to kill me. And I got this cold.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow. You think they'd have a law against you spreading it there? Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you brought this on yourself.